Michigan's online sports betting soars to $533 million in October. In October, licensed online sportsbook operators in Michigan reported $533 million in total online bets, setting a record for the first time the state's monthly online handle will surpass $500 million. However, despite this new monthly high record, sports betting gross receipts decreased by 8.5% to $45 million. However, online gaming, which remains the primary source of all internet gambling revenue in the state, was up 13.7% year-on-year to $160.3 million. Combined gross internet gaming and sports betting receipts reached $205.3 million in October, an increase of 7.9% compared to the $190.2 million recorded same month last year. However, the figure dropped 2.4% from $210.4 million gotten in September this year. After factoring in promotional deductions, operators reported $167.7 million in adjusted gross receipts, AGR, for iGaming and sports betting. Specifically, iGaming AGR surged by 13.9% to $144.2 million, while sports wagering AGR declined by 26.1% year-on-year to $23.5 million. The state received a combined $30.1 million in iGaming taxes and $1.8 million in sports betting in October from the 15 commercial and tribal operators offering online gambling services in the state. Additionally, Detroit's three commercial casinos remitted $8.2 million in gaming tax, $7.5 million from iGaming, and $663,754 from sports betting. Revenue decrease for Detroit casinos. The Michigan Gaming Control Board, MGCB, released this latest monthly revenue report days after the three operators in Detroit reported a revenue decline of 19.5% year-on-year to $82.2 million. While table games and slots revenue contributed $81.1 million to the revenue, adjusted sports betting accounted for $1.1 million. The drop in revenue has been attributed to the ongoing strike among the casino workers in the state, which resulted in partial closures and unavailability of specific amenities at the casinos for nearly a month. However, new collective bargaining agreements were finally reached with employees at Hollywood Casino and Motor City Casino, which has seen them return to work. The staff at MGM did not agree with the deal and continued with the strike.